This morning's gospel reading comes from the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. And if you'd like to follow along, it's in page 902 in your pew Bibles. And this is the parable of the Good Samaritan. Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man who was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, he fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise."
When Leah asked me to fill in for her today while she's at a family reunion, you better believe I was greatly relieved when she said, "And I'll supply a reading that you can do for the sermon." So this reading that you're about to hear, Leah adapted from a blog post by a man named Joe Terrell on the blog Instrument of Mercy. In today's scripture reading, Jesus delivers the most famous story of roadside assistance ever recorded. According to the parable, a man is attacked by robbers and left for dead. His broken body is ignored by 2 religious men traveling the same road. He is eventually rescued and has his wounds tended by a Samaritan man. Of course, this is a story about injustice, charity, and hypocrisy, but it's more than that. The parables of Jesus operated on at least 2 different levels, a Sunday school level and an uh-oh level. On one reading, the parable of the Good Samaritan offers a simple and practical moral: help those who are in need. This is a good, safe message, definitely something the world needs more of. This is the Sunday school level of the story. But Jesus wasn't murdered for telling stories that encourage people to be nice to one another. He was killed because his ministry and message offended, provoked, and challenged the pre-existing power structures of his day. We're repeatedly told in the 4 Jesus narratives found in the Bible that religious scholars, scribes, and lawyers attended Jesus' events to question, challenge, and silence him. And this means things get a little interesting when Jesus introduces a priest and a Levite into the story. Because the priest and the Levite served in the temple, they had to maintain certain standards of ritual purity found in the Torah, and one of those standards included being forbidden to touch a dead body. If they placed their hands upon the half-dead man and he died in transport, the priest and the Levite would be considered ceremonially impure and unable to carry out their duties at the temple for at least 7 days. Based on the culturally accepted interpretation of the Bible at that time, both men believed that they were doing the right thing by ignoring the robbed man. By including two religious characters in the parable and not making them the heroes, Jesus is making a very dangerous claim to an audience that includes some very religious people. And that is that the piety of the priest and the Levite blinded them to the pain, injustice, and suffering in their own world. This is a radical, subversive, controversial message to come from the mouth of a traveling rabbi with no formal education. You can just imagine the audience watching the faces of the religious elite in the crowd, thinking, uh-oh, now things are going to get interesting. So, after the priest and the Levite goes by, a Samaritan shows up. By making the Samaritan the hero, Jesus is going for shock value. There wasn't a more detestable people to first century Jews than the Samaritans. The Samaritan people were viewed as traitors, half-breeds, enemies, heretics, and they were treated likewise. But this Samaritan, we're told, approaches the injured man and tends to his wounds. He brings him to an inn where he takes care of him overnight. Not only that, he pays for the beaten man's room and board for 2 additional days, and then he offers to reimburse the innkeeper if the man needs more time to recover. If Jesus was simply interested in making fun of the religious elites or pondering to his fan base, he could have easily made the hero a lowly farmer or a shepherd. But he doesn't. Instead, Jesus offends everybody by making the hero a Samaritan. Jesus, who was Jewish, was showing his audience that the Jewish people did not have a monopoly on compassion, virtue, and love. This entire episode is initiated when a self-righteous lawyer or expert in the Torah asks Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" In the text, we're told he asked the question to justify himself, and that's not a small detail. He thinks he already knows the answer. The love your neighbor command actually comes from the Torah. And for centuries, neighbor had been interpreted to mean fellow Israelite. Instead of answering the loaded question of who is my neighbor, Jesus told him a story demonstrating what it means to be a neighbor. At the end of the parable, Jesus asks the lawyer, "Who was a neighbor to the beaten man?" And the lawyer, who can't even bring himself to say the Samaritan, replies, "The one who showed him mercy." Any reading of this parable that frames us or our group as the Good Samaritan should be treated as complete nonsense. This ancient story is not an opportunity to pat ourselves on the back for the good that we do. It's meant to dig into our bones and show us a new way to be human. The Samaritans are the people from which we believe no good can come. They're the people we antagonize on social media, the folks we don't want to live next door to, the people we write off as dangerous or worthless. So if we're any character in this story, it's the lawyer trying to determine the limits of his love. In other words, if you read this parable and think, if only they could see it this way, then you're reading the parable wrong. It's not about them, it's about us. We all have an internal Rolodex that tells us who's in, who's out, who deserves mercy, and who deserves to be held in contempt. The parables of Jesus are supposed to be paradigm shifting. They are designed to disrupt and overturn our understanding of how the world works. Like the lawyer, who discovered his preconceived notion of who deserved love was too small. Because that's what happens when you come into contact with the divine, whether that be in a work of art, in the first rays of a sunrise, or in the kindness of a stranger, you come away changed. May we all hold that expectation in our hearts whenever we wrestle with these ancient stories, making space for God to transform us once again. Amen.